Florida Forever is the state's land conservation program. And Eric Draper of Audubon Florida says preservation is an important investment.
Florida Forever represents an opportunity for us to be able to make sure that the people who come to Florida have an opportunity to experience our incredible beauty as a state.
In the coming year, state officials are focusing on about 50 high-priority projects.
Sure, I just want to point out a couple. Right on the top of the list is Adams Ranch. I can't think of a more important place to invest money right now.
The Adams Ranch is a 40,000-acre plot stretching across multiple counties. The owner, Bud Adams, has been putting pieces of the property into agricultural easements for years. He'd like to put the entirety into the state's hands, but it might be difficult in light of funding. Here's Gary Clark. He represents the Department of Environmental Protection on the council that oversees Florida Forever.
The Division of State Lands 2015 Annual Work Plan focuses on the priority list projects which protect Florida's water resources, have funding partnerships, are conservation easements, present unique acquisition opportunities, or are substantially complete.
The thread running through many of these? They're on the less expensive side. In his last budget proposal, Governor Rick Scott asked for $150 million for land acquisition and management. But after a budget fight, the actual appropriation was only about $17 million. And all this comes in the wake of Amendment 1, a constitutional amendment seen as a way to push Florida Forever back toward pre-2008 funding levels. Between 1990 and 2008, lawmakers gave the program $300 million a year. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.